Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this morning we are going to continue on the series Elevation. We have been talking on the Elevation series for this whole month and will continue throughout the month. And what we're gaining from this series of Elevation is maintaining humbleness or becoming humble as we are being elevated to the next level. Oftentimes, transition is uncomfortable for us, and sometimes we begin to look at those things or people around us to see what they're doing, and we begin to think that that's what we need to do. But we want to talk from some biblical principles and helping us to be elevated to the next level, but staying humble, staying pure, staying focused on God, and doing what we have to do. This series has been quite interesting. With getting the feedback and, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to work through me and seeing some things that me myself need to work on as I am being elevated, and just hearing the different feedback from other people in regards to some things that they have been gaining and receiving from the series. So it's been quite interesting to go through this series and to get some of the principles and allow the scriptures to speak to us in a way that they hadn't previously spoken to us. So this morning we're going to come from Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. And today's topic is getting from here to there. Oftentimes we are going through this transition and being elevated to another level, but there's a here and there's a there. And so today's series will help us to be able to get through the in-between time from here and there. What are some things that we can and cannot do when we are going from here to there as we are being elevated? So we're going to look at Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9, and gain some principles from this passage of Scripture. So verse 4 reads, "They traveled from Mount Or, the route to the Red Sea, to go around Edom, but the people grew impatient on the way." So one of the things that will get us from here to there in a way that is humble and pleasing to God is we cannot become impatient. The people of Israel, they were traveling to the Promised Land, and they came to a particular place, and they asked the king of Edom if they were able to pass through his country to get to where they were going. Now, had they been able to go through his country, they would have been in the Promised Land just like that. They were right there. It was kind of like they were on the edge of walking into where they were supposed to be. But the king denied them. He said no. They asked twice if they were able to pass through his country. They told him that they wouldn't take up any of his water or any. They wouldn't allow their livestock to eat anything from his country. But the king still denied them access. They even offered if their livestock did drink any water or eat any of their greenery that they would pay for it, and he still said no. So this caused them to have to take a longer route. They actually had to go backwards and around to get to where they were going. And sometimes when we are on our journey and it seems as if we are getting ready to walk into what God is getting ready to send us into, and then something happens that causes us to have to turn around and go around. Oftentimes we have to step backwards before we can walk into what we're doing. And if we become impatient while we're taking that route, then it will cause us to do things and say things that we don't want to say. They became impatient because they were getting ready to walk into where they were supposed to be. However, there was something that blocked them from going through that place that they were supposed to be, which caused them to go around. So sometimes in our lives, when we are going through our process and we are going through the procedures and when we are doing what we are supposed to do, something comes up and blocks us. In that blockage, we have to maintain our focus on God, and we have to understand that He is leading the way. God is in control of all things. He is ordering our steps. He is with us. And so we have to make sure that we aren't becoming impatient with the process. Oftentimes our process doesn't look or our journey doesn't look like we want it to look, and we're not moving fast enough, and we want God to hurry up, and we want Him to place everything in our path that we want in our path to help us feel comfortable and to make our journey as short and sweet as possible. However, there are times when we have to travel a little while longer. There are some more steps that we need to take. We need to back up, go back around where we came from, and go all the way around until we are able to come into what we are supposed to come into. And since we have to do that at times, it causes frustration. It causes anger. It causes bitterness. It causes us to envy others that did not have to take the route that we had to take. But we have to embrace our journey. Whatever your journey is, that's what you have to embrace because you're the one that's on your journey. The people around you aren't on your journey. You're on your journey. And so if the Lord is calling you to back up and go around, that's what we have to do. We can't get from here to there when we're trying to pick the path that we are supposed to take. We have to allow God to pick the path that we're supposed to take. We have to allow Him to lead us. We have to allow Him to order our steps. We have to be submissive to the leadership that God has placed in our lives. Oftentimes, we don't understand the leadership and the person that's in charge and the person that God has placed over us that's causing us to go this extra route. When we don't submit to our leadership that God has placed over us and we try to come up with an alternate route or we don't want to submit to the route that the leader has given us, it delays us. It doesn't delay the leader. It delays us personally. And so we have to get to the place to where we are not becoming impatient with our journey. Everyone has a journey, and your journey may not be as long as others, or your journey may be longer than others. But whatever the case may be, you have to embrace your journey. You cannot become impatient with what God is doing with you. Each and every step that we take is ordered by God. Each and every step that we take is necessary in order for us to get from here to there. But when we become impatient, we can't get from here to there in the way that God is calling us to. Because when we become impatient, we begin to make decisions that are not right. We begin to make decisions on impulse. We begin to say things on impulse. And we begin to grumble and talk against God. It may seem like we're talking against the people that's around us. But when God has placed a leader over you, and when God has given that leader a directive, and that leader begins to do what God wants him to do, and you grumble, you are actually grumbling against God. And so that leads us into verses number 5 and 6. It says, they spoke against God and against Moses and said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. So in order for us to get from here to there, we can't become impatient, but we also can't let our mouths get us in trouble. When you begin to grumble against what God is doing in your life, when you begin to grumble against the leadership that God has placed over you, when you begin to grumble against that, you are grumbling against God. What you are basically saying is, God, I have a better plan than you. What I want to do is better than what you want to do. It says that they said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? They were in Egypt in bondage. And sometimes when we are going through our process and we are having to go through these different things, we would rather go back to the place of bondage, the place where we felt comfortable, the place where we thought we had peace. We would rather go back there than to embrace the process and the journey that God has for us. We have to get to the place to where we are allowing God to order our steps. Impatience will cause us to say and do things against God that we would not normally do had we had patience. And then it says in verse 6, it says, then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. And Deuteronomy 8:15, it says the snakes had already been there. The snakes were already there. They were there the whole time, but it wasn't until they began to grumble against God and against Moses that the snakes began to bite them. Sometimes we are under God, well, we are under God's protection when we are doing what he wants us to do. But when we begin to go outside of what he wants us to do and begin to start talking crazy and doing different things that we're not supposed to do because we don't want to embrace our journey, then there's consequences. Their consequences was they were bitten by the very thing that was surrounding them the whole time and had not bothered them. And sometimes we find ourselves in this different situation because we are complaining. We're complaining on our jobs. We're complaining at church. We're complaining with our family. We're complaining everywhere we go, and we cannot get any further because we're staying complaining, and we have a solution to all of the problems but our own. And so we have to get to the place where we are not allowing our mouths to get us in trouble. Sometimes we talk so much. We say everything but the right thing. And when we are going from here to there, you have to learn how to be quiet sometimes. You have to learn how to embrace silence. We have to learn how to speak when we need to speak. And when we speak, we should be speaking words of life. We spend so much time speaking death over ourselves. I'm never going to do that. I can't do that. I'm never going to be the one they pick. I'm never. We speak death over ourselves so much. But how can we get from here to there if we are steady criticizing ourselves and beating ourselves up? If you cannot submit to the leadership that's placed over you, then you're not submitting to God. You cannot say you're submitting to God, but you can't submit to the leadership that's over you. What Moses was doing was he was leading the people as God had told him to lead them. But the people, they became impatient. And they began to talk against Moses and against God, and it caused some of them to die. It caused them to become bitten by these venomous snakes that were around them. And there are consequences when we speak against the people of God, when we speak against the anointed of God, when we speak against those people that have been chosen by God to lead us and direct us, there are consequences. Just because we are being elevated to another level does not mean that we do not have leadership, because we have leadership. And some people say, well, God is my leadership. Okay, God is your leadership, and the Holy Spirit does dwell in you, but God has placed pastors, he has placed teachers, he has placed apostles, bishops, he has placed people over us. That's biblical. That's in the Bible. So God would not give us these people to be over us, to feed us and teach us, and then just say, but you can just have me. You don't need any of these other people. You don't have to follow any other leadership or any other order. It's just me and you. You can just follow me. That's contradictory to what the Word of God says. And oftentimes we're not being elevated because our mouths are getting us in trouble and we're becoming impatient and we don't want to follow the leadership that God has placed us under. And so we jump up under another leadership, which we're not supposed to be in, and it causes our process and our elevation to be stuck. And so we have to get to the place to where we are not allowing our mouths to get us in trouble. We cannot be elevated if we are impatient and if we are continuing to grumble against the process that God is taking us through. The journey that we are going through, if we are continually grumbling against the people that God has placed over us as leadership, we have to get to the place to where we are embracing our now. We cannot continue to want to desire Egypt. We cannot continue to want to desire our past. We cannot continue to want to desire past relationships that God has taken us out of. We cannot continue to want those things that God has delivered us from. We should not. If we are desiring something that God has freed us from, that's not normal. But we cannot be elevated if we are continuing to be impatient and if we are continuing to grumble against the process that God is taking us to. And through. So let's look at verses 6 and 7. It says, then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, we sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes from us. So Moses prayed for the people. So in order for us to get from here to there, we can't become impatient. We can't let our mouths get us in trouble. But then we cannot ignore our mistake. The people acknowledged. After they had begun to go through this consequence, then they acknowledged that they had sinned against God and against Moses. And so then they wanted Moses to go to God on their behalf and ask for forgiveness for them. But sometimes when we are going through mistakes and when we make mistakes, we want to blame everyone else but ourselves. You cannot be elevated if you cannot take your mistakes into action, if you cannot embrace the fact that you made a mistake, if you cannot accept the fact that you made a mistake and that you need to ask for forgiveness and repent, we cannot be elevated that way. We have to make sure that we are, number one, stand in the word of God so that we can acknowledge when we have made a mistake, and then when we have made a mistake, ask for forgiveness and repent. We cannot continue to walk in the same things over and over and over again because we are frustrated and we are uncomfortable. Transition is not comfortable at all. But when you get to a place to where you are ignoring your mistakes and you just keep pushing the ride on button, that's not going to work if you are trying to be elevated. When the Lord is trying to elevate us, there's some new things that we have to experience. There's some new people that we have to experience. There's a freedom in your mind, and there's an openness in your mind to what God is doing to and through you. We cannot ignore everything that God is doing, but all we have to do is be open and expectant to what he is doing. We have to acknowledge that, yes, we are human, so we have to go to God daily and ask him to cleanse us. Show me my mistakes. And sometimes we don't even know when we are making a mistake. So sometimes the Lord will show you. He may send somebody to you, or he may show it to you directly, and then he will show you. And once that's shown to you, we still have an obligation for us to go through the process of forgiveness and repentance. Lord, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to talk like this anymore. Can you help me get to where I need to be? I need your Holy Spirit to cleanse me. I need your Holy Spirit to lead me, Lord. I want to submit to you. I need you to soften my heart, Lord. I need you to open my mind and my spirit, Lord, that I may follow you anywhere that you are taking me, God. I need to embrace all that you are doing in me. But we cannot do it if we continue to ignore our mistakes. We have to acknowledge our mistakes, and we all make mistakes. But elevation requires an upgrade. You're not just being elevated to another level physically. You're being elevated to another level spiritually. You have to be elevated mentally. You have to be elevated emotionally. There's things that we have to handle on this next level that we hadn't had to handle before. There are some things that we're going to receive on this next level that we hadn't received before, and so we have to know how to keep our composure and still stay focused on God as we are receiving what God has given us. And it's not all about material things when we're being elevated. Some of us are being elevated spiritually. We're being taken to another spiritual level. Our spiritual gifts are being expanded. We are receiving more of God's wisdom and what he wants us to do, and we have to be ready for it. Elevation is not just being placed in a different position or being, some people are being elevated at work. You know, some people's spiritual gifts are being opened more and they're receiving more wisdom on what they can do, what they should do, what they will do, what they need to do now. We are being elevated in so many different areas, and we have to make sure that we are staying open and pure through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Notice that they were taking this journey together. They had a leader, but they were still together. Some of us are trying to separate ourselves from the body of Christ, and we cannot do that. We have to stop making it seem like we are better than everybody else, and we have to get to the place to where we are acknowledging that God is our Father, and he is going to lead his people, the kingdom. So we have to get to the place to where we have to stop trying to separate ourselves as if we are too good for everyone else and begin to pray for each other. We have to get to the place to where we are acknowledging our mistakes. We cannot get from here to there if we are impatient. We cannot get from here to there if we are continuing to complain and grumble against God and our leader. We cannot get from here to there if we are ignoring our mistakes. Sometimes our mistakes is just like a bag of weights. We're just standing there holding them. And they're very heavy, but because we're so used to holding them, our arms have gotten immune to it. And so we can't even tell that we're holding this bag of weights. We can't even tell that we're holding this bag of mistakes in our hand because we're so used to holding them. Or we're so used to justifying what we have done as being right. Or we're so used to blaming someone else for what we have done and saying that it was okay for us to do it because they shouldn't have done what they did. But we have to get to the place to where we are acknowledging our mistakes. We cannot continue on this journey. We cannot move forward if we are steady desiring bondage. We cannot move forward on this journey if we are not acknowledging our mistakes. And this is so critical. Acknowledging our mistakes is so critical. We have to get to the place to where we are allowing, and if you don't know, allow the Holy Spirit to search you. Ask him, say, search me, O God. Show me me. Show me those things that I need to work on. Have I grumbled against any leadership you have placed in my life, whether it be at work, whether it be at church, whether it be at school, whether it be in my household? Have I grumbled against any leadership? Because when I grumble against the leadership that you have placed over me, I am grumbling against you, and I want to acknowledge that. I need to get to the place to where I am acknowledging what I am doing. I do not want to take this on the next level. I cannot take this on the next level because this will hinder me from seeing clearly. It will hinder me from acting clearly. And so I have to get to the place to where I am allowing the Holy Spirit to show me me. And so verses 8 and 9 says, the Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived. So in order for us to get from here to there, we cannot become impatient. We can't let our mouths get us in trouble. We can't ignore our mistakes. But then also we cannot take our eyes off the prize. Notice that they were bitten by snakes. Their consequences was being bitten by snakes. And then the very thing that was going to save them from dying was a bronze snake. And in John 3:14 through 15, it says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. So the very thing that bit them and caused them to die was the very thing that was going to save them. Yes, it was unusual, but some people say Jesus dying on the cross is unusual. But the key is God said, if you have been bitten and you look up at this snake, then you will be saved. And so we have to get to the point to where we are looking at God, where we are staying focused on him and allowing his word to lead us and guide us and acknowledging and obeying what he is telling us to do so that we are able to move from here to there in a way that he is calling us to live. Notice that he said that he didn't say that they weren't going to get bitten because they grumbled, it caused them to have to get bitten. But notice that he didn't say that they weren't going to get bitten, but they were going to be saved. They weren't going to die after they had been bitten if they were obedient and looked up to the snake. Sometimes we are going through this life and we are making mistakes, and rather than us looking up at God, we are continuing to grumble and go against everybody that's around us. But what God is calling us to do is he is calling us to take our consequences for our actions, and he is calling us to look up to him. We do not have it all together. We are not strong enough to do this without him. So we have to make sure that we are looking up to him in everything that we do, regardless of where we are on the journey, regardless of what we have been through, regardless of who is around us. It is time for us to look to God. We have to make sure that we are staying focused on him and what he is calling us to do. We cannot mimic and mock the people that are around us. God is calling us to do a great work. He has taken us to a place to do a great work for his kingdom, and we cannot do this work if we are impatient, grumbling, and if we are not acknowledging our mistakes. We have to make sure that we are staying focused on him regardless of where there will be consequences. There will be consequences for our actions. There will be consequences, but we have to look to him. We may have to go through that consequence, but we can still look to him for our help, for our freedom, for our peace. We can have peace going through a consequence. Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord spoke peace and he gave them an encouraging word as they were in consequence. We have to get to the place to where we are staying and keeping our eyes focused on him. He is doing a great work in this season. We have to submit to what God is doing in our life, and we cannot submit to what God is doing if we keep taking our eyes off of him and looking to everything and everyone around us. If you could only imagine for a minute how Moses sowed. There's many people that have many opinions of Moses, but I'm just talking from an aspect of Moses being a leader. He's over a people that continue to grumble. Imagine how some of the leaders in your life feel when we continue to grumble, when we continue to be impatient, when we continue not to acknowledge our mistakes, and they have to continue to lead us. Imagine how they feel. Imagine how your spouse feel. Imagine how your boss feel. Imagine how your parent feel. Imagine how your pastor feel. Imagine how your teacher feel. We have to get to the place to where we are acknowledging other people. This is not just about us. But we will not ever acknowledge that if we do not keep our eyes on the prize. I would challenge us all today to ask the Lord, search me. Show me my anxious thoughts, Lord. Show me my wicked ways, Lord. Show me what's in me that I need to cleanse, that I need to remove. I need you to show me, Lord. I don't want to try to look, because when I look, sometimes I overlook things or I bypass things on purpose because I don't want to admit that they are wrong. But, Lord, I surrender to you today. I want to get from here to there, and I know that I cannot get from to there without you. I need you to lead me. I need you to guide me, Lord. I need you to strengthen and empower me, because if you don't, Lord, I know that I will be impatient. I know that I will let my mouth get me in trouble. I know that I will ignore my mistakes, Lord, and I know that I will not look to you. But, Lord, I cannot do this without you. We have to get to the place to where we acknowledge, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you to help me. I know you are trying to do something great in me, God. I know you are. But I need your help, Lord. I cannot do this on my own. Sometimes it gets frustrating. Sometimes I get irritated. Sometimes I feel lonely, Lord. Sometimes I even feel lost, God. But if I stick to your word that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If I stick to your word that says, be anxious for nothing. If I give you all my cares and all my worries, Lord, then I will have the peace that surpasses all understanding, but I need to keep my eyes on you. And so as we go throughout this day, I pray that you will just be open and allow the Holy Spirit to show you things, show you the things that you need to work on. There may be some repentance and forgiveness that needs to take place. You may need to apologize to some leadership that's in your life. Maybe it's a mentor that you need to apologize to that has been trying to assist you, that you have continued to block off and ignore and grumble against. But we have to get to the place to where we are embracing what God is doing. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you that you continue, Lord, to show us who we are, Lord. You continue to stay with us, Lord. You continue to dwell with us, Lord. In spite of what we do in our lives, Lord, we come before you, Lord, acknowledging how great you are, how holy you are, Lord. We thank you for your wisdom, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence and your power, God, that you continue to be with us, God. We thank you for all that you continue to do in our lives, Lord. And even as we leave here today, God, we ask that you search our hearts, Lord. Show us us, Lord. Show us who we are, Lord. We want to submit to your will, Lord. We want to keep our eyes on you. We do not want to become impatient, Lord. We do not want our mouths to get in trouble, Lord. And we do not want to ignore our mistakes, Lord. But we know that we cannot do this without you, Lord. We surrender to you today, God. We submit to all that you have for us in our lives, Lord. Lord, I pray that your power will strengthen us, Lord, in those moments where we feel like we can't do it, where we feel like we can't go on, where we feel like we're alone, Lord. I pray, God, that reminder is there, that we hold on to your word that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, God. I pray that you give us your strength, Lord. I pray that we walk in the strength and courage, Lord, that your word talks about in the book of Joshua, Lord. I pray, God, that we will embrace all that you have for us, God. I pray that everything we do, we will do it for your glory, Lord, and not for ours, oh God. And I just pray that you continue to strengthen us in all that we do. Lord, we need you and we love you, God. We thank you and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.